Our next guest decided to streamline her life by taking up minimalism. She started with her closet and launched the six-week, 33-item closet project. She went through a wardrobe, pared it down to 33 things to see if her life felt easier to manage and to be less paralyzed by choice.
Allison Sherwood joins us now. She's an interactive lifestyle producer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Allison, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what made you decide that this 33-day challenge, paring down your wardrobe items to 33 things, was a good idea?
Well, when I first came across a blog post writing about the benefits of having a small wardrobe, at first I was kind of like, no, I don't think I want to do that. No, I don't think I could do it. But as I started to think more about the idea of making life easier by, you know, limiting your choices in the morning and focusing only on clothes that fit you well, clothes that you like, and things that mix and match well together, I started to think, this could be interesting. So I wasn't really sure how it was going to go when I started, but I thought I'll give it a try and blog about the process and invite readers to do it along with me. And just my goal is to make life easier, but also just see how it changes my perspective on things. Not just style, but contentment, being happy with what you have already, and materialism. And society kind of puts a lot of pressure on women, especially, to have a vast wardrobe and to wear a different outfit every day and to look perfect. And so this is kind of an experiment in seeing, can I be okay with just a few things that I really like, and will that make life easier?
You've been doing this now. Are you okay with it?
So far, I have been. I really have been enjoying it so far, and it has made life easier. There are the moments when I look in my closet and I only see a few things hanging there, and I kind of think, oh no. But once you realize you only need one outfit to wear today, then it becomes a lot easier. And it's all the things that I included in my wardrobe are things that I wear all the time anyway. I know a lot of us have tons of clothes, but then we wear the same outfits over and over because those are the things we like the best. So this is kind of just removing all the other things that I don't wear anyway and focusing on the things that I do.
So 33 items, what does that include and what is accepted?
It includes clothes, accessories, jewelry, shoes, purse, sunglasses, coats, although thankfully it's summer, so I don't have to worry about that. But yeah, anything that you wear outside the house. I didn't include workout clothes or undergarments or pajamas or just sweatpants that I'd wear lounging around the house, but stuff that I would wear to work and wear outside the home.
And the rest of the clothes went right in the dumpster, right?
No, I just moved everything into our guest room closet. So now that's, you know, exploding with the rest of my clothes. And hopefully this will help me eventually get rid of a lot of stuff. Another thing I wanted to do is just prove to myself that I can live without the things that I don't wear that all that often, because I do have a hard time letting go of things. I'll keep it because I might want to wear it someday, or I think that I'll need to wear it at some point. So by getting it out of sight, hopefully at the end of these 6 weeks, I'll have an easier time of going through and removing things that I don't really need.
You've invited your readers from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to come along on the journey with you. What have people said about their experience?
Yeah, it's been really fun hearing from readers. There are people not only from Milwaukee, but I've heard from readers all over the world, all over the U.S., who are interested in this or who are doing the challenge along with me. And it's cool to hear how we all have our own reasons for wanting to do this. One person I talked to, is her husband's in the military, and so she's moving, their family's moving every 3 or 4 years, and so she's really minimizing everything in her house and in her life because they don't want to move it across the country with them. Other people have gained a lot of weight or lost a lot of weight, and so a lot of their clothes don't fit them, so they want to focus on just curating a wardrobe that they're comfortable in for their body right now. Or there are people who, you know, on the other hand, don't know what is essential in their wardrobe and want to focus on investing in some pieces that they're going to get a lot of wear out of. And so they're trying to figure out what they should wear for that. Or there's people who are doing it just to save money because they they shop too much. And this is a way to say, I'm going to stop shopping for this amount of time. I'm going to focus on using what I have and see if I can get by that way. I've also heard from a few people who are hitting retirement and they're at a transitional stage in their life where they're kind of switching their wardrobe from a professional attire to more leisure attire. And so this is helping them kind of figure out what that wardrobe should look like and getting rid of the stuff that they don't use anymore. So there's a lot of wide variety of readers who are doing this, and it's really fun.
Have you heard from any men picking up the challenge?
Most of them are women. I have heard from women whose husbands are doing it along with them or who are already doing it. And I think, I don't know, I think a lot of us think it'd be easier for men since...
Probably,
yeah.
Yeah. I'll admit.
But I don't know. I went through and I counted my husband's clothes in his closet, and he didn't have as many as I did before the challenge started, but he still had a lot. I think that men have the same problem as women with getting sentimental attachment to clothes, and it might be something that they don't fit into or will never wear again, but they have an emotional attachment to keeping it, so that makes it difficult to get rid of things.
Well, Rob is a bit of a clothes whore, so this could be something that would fit your bill.
I did just purge some things, and definitely I will admit I did have things in that category of, oh, I used to really like that shirt when I wore it last 3 years ago, and I finally made that purge. So yeah, I could see guys getting into this.
I struggle with that a lot, and once I go back to my closet and try to pare down all the stuff that I've hidden away, you just have to keep in mind that the memory is in your mind, or you have photos of yourself in that outfit. It's not the actual piece of clothing that holds your memory.
And what have you noticed as your day-to-day life unfolds now that you don't have this, 400-item wardrobe to confront you every morning? What's changed?
It is easier picking out clothes to wear. I can mix and match really easily. I've gotten a little more creative with the clothes that I've chosen, so that's actually kind of fun, putting together combinations that I might not have worn before. Laundry has actually gotten easier. I was really nervous that it was going to be such a pain having to do laundry more often than I normally do. I don't like doing laundry. Who does? So I normally just let it pile up for as long as possible and then have this huge load to do. And that takes a lot of time. But it's actually a lot easier to just do a small load weekly. And I've started just combining whites and darks and towels and whatever needs to be washed together, and doing a small load saves a lot of time. So, it's been another thing I've learned is that it's okay to wear the same outfit more than once before washing it, as long as it's not, totally dirty. And even in the same week, if you're not going to see the same people that you saw when you wore it the first time, wear it a second time and nobody knows the difference. It's okay.
Allison, if you hadn't noticed, we're in Wisconsin. We have seasons. Do you get to pick out a new 33 when winter rolls around?
Yeah, well, this challenge that I'm doing ends on July 12th, and I'm not really sure yet what I'm going to do after that, if I'm going to continue and pick a different set of 33 items or what. But there are there is a popular challenge out there called Project 333, where people do a similar 33-item wardrobe, and they do it for 3 months and then switch it seasonally. And so they just kind of rotate through different seasonal 33 items, not even changing the whole wardrobe, but swapping in a few things here and there to make it appropriate. And I don't want to commit at this point to doing that, but it does, they're a part of, that sort of is starting to appeal to me now that I've seen the benefits of wearing less clothes.
All right. Well, it's an interesting project. We'll have to see if you inspire anyone here on Central Time to try it. Allison, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking to Allison Sherwood. She's an interactive lifestyle producer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.